Amy, welcome back to Halftime here for Wayne State Basketball. We are pleased to be joined today by the Assistant Dean of Faculty Development at the Wayne State School of Medicine, Dr. Tina Chopra. Doctor, first of all, thanks for joining us. How's the first part of the year been going for you?
Thank you for having me. The year has been wonderful, and it's great to be here.
Yeah, first question for you before we get into what we want to talk about is we always ask our guests to kind of give an overview about what your role here is at Wayne State University.
Sure. I'm a professor of infectious diseases at Wayne State, and I'm also the assistant dean for faculty development and coaching and the co-director for Center for Emerging Infectious Diseases.
Perfect. And that's what we want to talk about today. So I was excited to learn that Wayne State University has given a full charter to the research center that you are co-directing, Dr. Chopra. Can you tell us why the Center for Emerging and Infectious Diseases was created?
Sure. We are very, very excited with this full charter and working together with our leadership. Our president is fully invested in this center. Center was stemmed from the pandemic, you know, when we had to perform thousands of tests in a day in our Detroit population, and we weren't able to do it. We needed a Center for Emerging Infectious Diseases, and it has a number of purposes. You know, it basically focuses around three main areas: research, education, training, as well as community service.
Yeah, let's talk specifically about the research part of it. Can you tell us about the research that the center is doing and how it will impact the people of Detroit, Wayne State University, and beyond?
Absolutely. The center is doing basic science, clinical, as well as applied research, and around development, introduction of vaccines, for example. Also, various emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases that affects the population of Detroit and Michigan and globally. You know, the center is a really unique resource in the Wayne State community. And the center has done multiple vaccine trials, both in the inpatient, outpatient settings. Center partners with various community organizations, industry, with foundations, and with federal research agencies to conduct research, and, you know, particularly focused on the underserved population. And if you look at the various activities, the center is dedicated to efforts that can foster diversity, equity, and inclusion of population groups who have, you know, historically been underrepresented.
Absolutely. That's definitely a great part of the center. But also, you mentioned teaching and education, a critical component of the center as well. Can you tell us more about both of those aspects?
Absolutely. You know, the center has been offering both virtual and in-person seminars. We have a huge community program called the Vaccine Ambassadors Program, where we have educated our high school students in Detroit. I have been the principal investigator on this grant. And for the past 2 years, actually, we have been training high school students to be the trainers and conduct train-the-trainer sessions to go out in the community and educate their peers about the importance of vaccines in general. Also, the center provides education internally to our Wayne State medical students. Medical students are very much part of the center, to the postgraduate fellows, to the faculty. And the education is very much centered around emerging in pandemic diseases. There are training opportunities through the center for medical students, for public health students, as well as we collaborate with various community partners to provide both teaching and education.
Yeah, and I think you might have mentioned a little bit about this, but the Center for Emerging and Infectious Diseases has a service component in its mission as well. How will the center impact government decision makers, healthcare workers, and others through this important work?
Absolutely. You know, there are various programs in the center that provide Detroit communities, educators, scientists, healthcare workers, government decision makers with credible evidence-based information to guide informed decision making so we can participate in clinical trials and also utilize tools that protect against emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases. In addition, you know, it provides information, credible information for the public and continual education. And most importantly, the center houses a state-of-the-art laboratory, which is going to do all the rapid diagnostic tests for the community, which also is a huge, huge service to the Detroit community, which wasn't available earlier. So, you know, all of these things, I think, are going to be of huge, huge importance to our community.
It's hard to believe, Doctor, that we're moving into the year 2024. But what are some important projects the center is focused on over these first 6 months or so of the new year?
Absolutely. You know, one big project that we are doing is the Vaccine Ambassador Project, where we are rolling out vaccine information and preventing misinformation around the community and the state. So we are also partnering with the immunization champions of Michigan State and trying to implement this program. We've already educated a lot of our medical students who are involved, our faculty, junior faculty, as well as our high school students who are part of this program. In addition, we are doing some clinical trials around vaccines. We are partnering and applying for federal grants so that we can do rapid diagnostic testing in the community. We are also, like I said, our lab, the state-of-the-art lab, is doing rapid diagnostic tests and gearing up to provide this service to the community.
Well, definitely sounds like you're doing some great work over there, Dr. Chopra. Hey, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us. Best of luck in the new year, and go Warriors, okay?
Thank you. Go Warriors, and thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. It's Dr. Chopra from the School of Medicine here at Wayne State. Well, stay tuned. Second half coming up after this. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.